Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things mindset, energetics, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer, here to get you out of your head and on with your mission. Stick around for some straight fire, loving pep talks, some cosmic riffs, and a few lols along the way. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Let's do this, lightworkers. G'day, hello, how's it going? Shout out this episode to the one and only Britney Spears. We got a bit of a remix here. Hit me, eagle, one more time. Gosh, I feel like I've been saying this or singing it to myself for the last few weeks, particularly over January, the start of this year. I don't know what cosmic shit was going down in January, guys. But your girl got put through the ringer, all right? A few lessons were learnt. There's a few things going on in my brain in January, and thank God we're on the other side of that for now. But I want to bring a little bit of awareness and a conversation here to just the sneaky ways the ego will constantly try and distract you out of your power, you know, by these little cheeky things called comparison, by doubt, by creating overwhelm when there's actually nothing to be overwhelmed about. That was maybe me this morning. And just the ways that it's really sneaky in pulling you out of your power and pulling you out of your alignment. And this happens a lot more when you're heading into a season of expansion, when you're putting something new out there, when you're starting to get a little bit vulnerable, when you're letting yourself be seen a bit more in your power. It's like the wheels get a little bit wobbly. This is definitely what I've learned anyway. So let's just bring it in for a little team huddle for a second here. Because I think there's something that's really obvious in the business realm and in the social media realm that I think it's really obvious, but I never really talk about it. Let's focus this convo in the realm of business, launching your light work, birthing your creative visions, putting yourself out there on social media, just building your business, right? And this is just the straight way of saying it. If you want to really show up for your dreams, if you want to really create the vision on your heart, if you really want to go big with your light work in this lifetime, you have to be okay with your ego getting bruised over and over and over again. Like, you have to be okay with your ego getting fucked up along the way through your expansion. And I just really think that not enough people are willing to do that. You lean into it the tiniest bit and then you get scared and you contract again. You lean into it the tiniest bit and then the ego comes out. Oh, but people are going to think I'm only doing it for the money, or like, you know, I'm taking up too much space, I'm being too loud, or now I'm annoying people. And it's like, when you're so anchored and committed to bringing through, you know, your vision or your light work or your mission, you know, the energy of that, like, you have to be okay with literally your ego just face planting over and over and over again. You have to be okay with putting it to the side. Cool, here's my ego again arcing up about why I'm not good enough. Here's my ego again arcing up about why I'm annoying, why everyone's sick of me, why no one gets it, why I don't make any sense, why everyone else is better than me. Like, you have to be okay with like seeing it, awesome. Bring light to it, put it to the side, get on with a mission. Awesome, here it is again. See it, bring light to it, put it to the side, get on with a mission. Because I'm seeing a lot of people just getting so stuck and just distracted and getting lost in their light work because of the ego, because of all this shiny stuff that we're seeing, all this rushiness, all this like fast track and hack this and hack that. And, you know, this is a strategy to get there quicker. And like this real getty energy versus this grounded energy versus this long-term vision versus this full trust in the process of how this is unfolding, full trust in your own power and just full self-trust in general, really. But if you think that you can build a business and create the success you want to by just easy breezy tutti frutti, like good luck, sister. So think about this in the area of your life right now where you're coming up against a bit of expansion or you really want to like put something new out there, and it's just like, are you willing for your ego to just get smacked in the face for you to like truly show up for this, to like fully see the vision through? Because a lot of people launch an offering and then 2 days in, they're like, you'll kind of do this thing where it's like self-protection and you're like, oh, okay, I didn't really want to do it anyway. And like, oh, I don't even actually really care about how many people do it. And okay, everyone's already seen it now. And like, and you try and like justify yourself out of it versus trusting yourself to fucking back yourself, go all in and let your ego get smacked day after day after day after day to stay super committed to the vision and see it through. And I have absolutely no doubt that that's going to set off a few little triggy diggies in here, and you're welcome, because I think it's like sometimes we just have to get real with ourselves. We think it looks easy peasy for everyone, but everyone who's really committed to their expansion is really committed to letting their ego get bruised, letting their ego get smacked, letting their ego like come up to the surface in their face over and over and over again. Like, they're so committed to that. So where have you been kind of running from that rather than rising to the occasion of that? I think that's really important. And again, it's just about getting honest with yourself, because like I say, it's all good fucking talking about your light work, but are you really committed to living it? Are you really committed to living it when it's not convenient to do so? When your ego is really loud and you've got to just reach for that one thought, that one expansive thought over all the 10 shitty ones, that one supportive thought over all the self-doubt, that one little like thread of belief over all of the bullshit. Okay. And I see this so much, and this is where I'm seeing so many lightworkers getting lost in their own power and their own alignment at the moment. It's like, you could have the most powerful coaching session, healing session, conversation with someone. Like this, you could be in, like, have just had an interaction with someone, or they've brought something from you, or you've had a session with them, or however you express your light work and your business and your purpose right now. But you'll have a heart-opening experience. You'll feel so expansive. You're like, oh my God, I'm feeling lit. This is the best thing ever. I freaking love this light work. I'm in my purpose. I'm fucking killing it. And you're literally in this beautiful, expansive state. And then you'll scroll Instagram. You'll see someone else doing a different version of that. You'll compare your expression of light work to their expression of light work. You'll start to get wobbly. And then all of a sudden, you start disrespecting your own gifts, because you say your ego distracts you thinking by making you think they're doing it better than me. Oh my God, they're doing it louder than me. They're doing it bigger than me. They're doing it, they're getting more clients than me. And it's so important to not get distracted by this. Be inspired, but never distracted from the level that you're at, from the season that you're in, from the expression that is coming through you right now. Okay, that's literally how you're going to drain your light force energy, is just being in that beautiful, expansive state, heart opening. You've just had the best thing ever go down with a client and you're like, oh my God, I'm fucking in my purpose. It's amazing. Scroll on socials and all of a sudden, I'm shit. I'm not good enough. My light work doesn't even count. I only have one client, so it doesn't even mean anything, blah, blah, blah. And then you've dishonored the great work that you've just done, and you've disrespected your own gifts, and you literally have just cut your light force energy in half. Rather than from that, sit in the energy of gratitude, sit in the energy of like, I am so freaking proud of myself. I am being so courageous, and I am being so committed, and I am showing up in the best way that I know how, and I am serving the people right in front of me. And you can tell by my voice right now, I'm sure, like how fired up and how direct I want to be in this message, and that I get in this message, because I'm just seeing it so much. And every time you do that, it's like you in that expansive state, you're opening more doors for the universe to be like, sweet, let me bring you more clients. Let me bring you more abundance. Let me bring you more opportunities to serve. And then you get in your little comparison heap, like thinking you're not there yet, thinking it's not enough yet, thinking it's not legit yet, And the universe then responds with, oh, okay, so she thinks she's not legit. Right, okay, I won't send her more clients. Oh, she thinks she's not enough. Okay, well, I'll just wait till she does think she's enough so I can send her more clients. And you're literally creating this yourself. So you want to know how to keep creating your community. You know how you want to keep attracting your clients is be in the full energy of how much of a privilege it is to serve the people right in front of you right now. Like, stop being in this shitty paradigm and story of, if you're not a big dog, you're a no one. If you're not making six figures, then you're not legit. If you're not working full time, then you don't belong in the business conversation. If you're not serving 100 people on stage, then you're disrespecting the fact that you might be serving one person and forgetting that that's equally as powerful and equally as needed. And we're all on the same freaking team here, people. So I hope that this like ruffles a few feathers here and kind of almost just like, I just see this like snapping you back into like, snapping you out of it, really, of this illusion that you're playing in or that we're getting lost in. Of, again, like I said, if you're not doing it big and loud and huge and a bazillion people right now, then you're not doing anything. Because that is a lie, and that is your ego distracting you from the great work that you're doing right now and the people that are in front of you right now, and from fully receiving and integrating and embodying the level that you're at. Because once upon a time, you dreamed of being right here. And now you're still looking out in the future without fully integrating and receiving it. You're still in this rushiness, this lack consciousness that you're not there yet. Okay, I think I just started getting sweaty palms. And I just really hope this hits home. And anyone who's been through my Lightworkers Academy, shout out to the light beams from Lightworkers Academy. You know how fired up I get about this message when I see amazing, incredible light workers and business owners and heart-based humans just like you who's plugged into this right now, not fully respecting and honoring and just fucking being so proud of yourself for how you're serving right now, no matter how it looks, no matter how big or small your ego wants to label it. Like, the only difference, the only one that knows the difference between 10 people and 10,000 is your ego. Your job is to just bring the freaking energy. Your job is just to show up fully as you. Your job is to serve the people right in front of you. Like, focus on the micro instead of zooming out to the macro and overwhelming yourself and getting scattered. So that was a big love bomb that I didn't see coming. But you're welcome. And you know that game called like Operation, you know, where you like have to get the little tweezers in those different, I feel like I just did that, but like I was like putting your light back into, I was like putting your energy back into your own base chakra and back into your own solar plexus. And it was like, and now you're like, oh, okay, I'm good to go. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot that I don't need to waste my light force energy comparing and thinking I'm not good enough, and I can just get on with my work. Oh, what a relief. What a relief. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in, Lightworker to Lightworker. I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful that you're showing up, and we have got this, team. We've got this. Take care. Have the best day ever, and we'll see you soon.